WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Cooperation. Progress. I'm Elliot Francis. Republican and Democratic senators have announced a plan designed to stabilize the Affordable Care Act. Stacey Cohen reports.
The Republican from Tennessee and the Washington State Democrat may be miles apart geographically and politically, but Senator Lamar Alexander and Senator Patty Murray are side by side in their effort to keep health care affordable. The pair will promote a plan aimed at restoring the Affordable Care Act cost-sharing payments for 2 years. Those payments were cut by President Trump last week. Those payments help insurance companies cover low-income families. In exchange for restoring the payments, the states will get an easier path to customizing their Obamacare programs. States have long complained the waiver process is cumbersome. President Trump is saying he'll back the effort.
Robert Mueller's meeting with Sean Spicer Tuesday suggests his office may be considering obstruction of justice charges. Just Delaney explains.
Months and months ago, when the president made the decision to fire the FBI director, of course, there were multiple versions to why he was being fired. So Sean Spicer, of course, would have been privy to those meetings at the time. But this is one of the areas of inquiry that we believe that Bob Mueller and his team of lawyers are looking at.
President Trump is being criticized for reportedly telling the widow of a Green Beret who died in Niger that the soldier, quote, knew what he signed up for. Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson.
Our community is livid because this was our hero. We don't have many heroes in our young men in Miami-Dade County, but he was a hero for us. And we don't like what was said. And that is not something that you say to a grieving wife.
A huge fire broke out overnight at the Chevron oil refinery in El Segundo near Los Angeles. So far, no injuries reported. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A coalition of 18 state attorneys general, including Maryland's Brian Frosch, has filed a lawsuit against Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. They're challenging her move suspending a rule issued by the Obama administration that would regulate career training programs. Frosch says he's heard many consumer complaints in Maryland about for-profit colleges. A rare opportunity is coming up to change the way the Montgomery County Council does its work.
Montgomery County's Charter Review Commission gets together every 4 years, and while they review the entire charter,
the current hot topic is what should be the composition of the county council.
Commission Chair Paul Bessel says he can sense a growing number of people in the county aren't satisfied with the council.
There's a definite negative feeling.
Does that mean there should be fewer at-large members, maybe more representation in the up county? That's what tonight's public hearing is for.
We've got a long time with that. Any change in the structure?
1990, to be exact, and a lot's changed since then. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County fire officials think smoking is to blame for an apartment building fire in Silver Spring last night. Some people were reportedly trapped inside the four-story building for a time before being rescued. County fire spokesman Pete Perringer says the fire apparently started in a first-floor bedroom. A person was smoking while wearing an oxygen mask. Some big plans are in the works in Loudoun County for the area near the planned Gateway Metro Center. The Washington Business Journal reports a data center developer is under contract for the site. Loudoun County Supervisor Ron Meyer can't confirm.
Within that half mile, we're not going to see data centers. And we're going to see something much more vibrant, much more focused on jobs.
Meyer says data centers do bring a lot of money to the county, but that one might not be the best fit. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,997, the NASDAQ at 66,24. Sports, the Cubs are on the brink of elimination, losing Game 3 of the NLCS to the Dodgers. The Yankees and Astros are now tied at 2 apiece in the ALCS. Hockey, the Caps lose to Toronto, and the Wizards open the regular season tonight at home against the 76ers. WMAL News Time 5:04, up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, let's first begin out of the Bowie. No problems on Route 50 if you're coming out of Annapolis, Bowie up through to the Beltway. Nice and quiet. It's inside the Beltway. Crews are dealing with a truck accident. Have one of the two lanes blocked as you approach past 410. Seeing a little bit of volume there, so planning ahead definitely in your best interest. If you're coming off the Beltway now, you can get by it, but later on, you might want to think about the BW Parkway if that's still in effect. We'll keep you posted for sure. No problems currently around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. Looks good. Northbound 95, 395. We're off to a good start. Same story with 270. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure is going to result in dry weather today. Cool initially, then a sunny afternoon with a high reaching 71. Overnight clear, the low near 50. And some more sunshine on Thursday, tomorrow with a high reaching 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Gainesville, 39 and only 48 degrees in Washington. President Trump's call to the widow of a Green Beret killed in Niger doesn't go so well. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Well, good Wednesday morning to you. This is Mornings on the Mall. Coming up this morning at 6:35, we'll be speaking to Cal Thomas. 8:05 this morning, we'll have Ken Cuccinelli from the Senate Conservatives Fund. Ken, very busy week behind him as he's calling for Mitch McConnell to step down. We'll talk to him about that and a lot more. And then at 8:15 this morning, our friend Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joining us. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnaise, alongside the fabulous Mary Walter.
Good morning, Vince. Well, it's the audience. As you all know, right, everybody knows, we were so blessed yesterday. We were invited to the White House along with Chris Plant. WMAL was there, and some other stations were there as well. Lesser stations, though.
Lesser, of course.
And it was just a wonderful, incredible experience. It never gets old, right? It's just phenomenal. Walking up to the building, and Vince, kind enough to deliver coffee, which was great because we were out there on Pennsylvania Avenue in the dark, in the cold. It was really cold, in the cold.
It's my lifeblood. I think that's probably Donald Trump's favorite McDonald's, the one that I got the coffee from yesterday.
Well, it is currently mine. But what an incredible day yesterday. Fox News Radio was there. We were there. Salem was there. Sirius was there. There was a station from Philadelphia, and there was a station
WPHT,
and what was the station from Indiana?
I think it's
Illinois?
From Indianapolis. Indianapolis. Our friend Tony Katz was there.
Yes, Tony Katz was there. So it was really great. It was small. It was intimate. We were in the Indian Treaty Room, which just beautiful. And it'll look at go to at WMALDC if you're on Twitter. I tweeted out some pictures yesterday, sunrise over the White House, which was incredible to watch. But we were so blessed. We had so many great guests. We were able to talk to so many wonderful people. We had Tony Sayegh, we had Wilbur Ross, we had Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and of course Mike Pence, the vice president, came to speak with us yesterday, which was fantastic.
That's right.
So,
and Kevin Hassett, the yes. chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors as well.
Yeah, so we really got to ask a unique opportunity to ask some questions about the tax reform bill. That's not a bill yet, but you know, to that process and get an inside look at that process. Still a lot of questions unanswered. There's still a lot of details that have to be roughed out in this, but of course can't be roughed out until we come up with a budget. Got to do the budget first, and then we can do these taxes. And but it was interesting to see that they were so excited about tax reform, which I thought was interesting. It really seemed like everyone was on board with it. Like, this is a priority for everyone, and it made me feel really good to see that the excitement from the administration about, hey, we're going to get this done. This is something we know is a priority. We heard over and over again, this is a priority for the American people. This is what the American people want. We've heard from them over and over. They want tax reform. They're paying too much. And one common theme, and I'm sure Vince noticed this, was every single person said to us, we need to put money back in the American people's wallets.
Right.
They need their money back. The idea is not to give more money to the government. The idea is to give more money to the people and use that to stimulate the economy, which in turn will bring more money into the government.
Even where, so there were two discrete things that I think that you and I went in with yesterday having questions about that most conservatives would be interested in the answer on. One was you mentioned putting money back in the wallets of the American people. Now, that's at the expense of the conservative value of having people with skin in the game, right? So just as sort of a question we reiterated over and over and over to these White House officials is, why are you growing the 0% tax base?
Yeah.
Why are you growing the number of people who are not paying federal income tax? And it's funny to watch them sort of answer the question because you can tell in their heart of hearts they know that the conservative position here is you need people to have skin in the game. Even if it's like a processing fee on your taxes or something, you want people to pay federal tax because you want them to feel like they have an investment in who they elect and who spends their money. What are you telling people if people are electing federal officials yet not paying any federal income tax? Like, oh, you get to call the shots about how federal money is spent that you're not actually paying into. So I think they knew that internally. But they kind of defaulted to this argument, this primary one, which is that Americans should be able to keep more of their own money, even at the expense of that. They should be able to keep more of their own money that they generate. And I agree with that. I want that as well. The other side of it was that we kept asking about was this notion that people within the definition of the middle class could end up paying more money because of the way that this framework is working out. Yes, we don't have tax bracket definitions yet, but if in the end this thing results in people who are currently in the 25% tax bracket staying in the new Trump 25% tax bracket, that middle one, without all of the deductibles that they're getting rid of, you could end up paying more in taxes. So we asked basically every single person who sat down in front of us, is that going to happen? And here's the reassuring answer I felt like we got yesterday. The president does not want to see that happen. He's concerned. He knows about it. I mean, if you spend any time even reading between the lines of all of their answers, it was highly suggestive of the fact they knew there's a vulnerability here and that they're working overtime to make sure it doesn't exist. That the middle class specifically, all the way through, 100% of people who fit within that definition are going to see tax relief. I hope that's true in the end of this. But that told me that this tax plan is a living organism right now. It's not one that has a specific set of rules to it that they're going to be hardlined on. They're changing it as they negotiate. And I think that's why you saw Rand Paul golfed with the president of the United States this past weekend. You had he's coming around because he was concerned about a middle class tax hike. And then you've got Democrats. Here's one of the interesting things yesterday from the Pence interview that I was so struck by. So towards the end, he was like, and by the way, I think you'll see some Democrats support tax reform. And kind of in the back of my mind, I'd always thought, okay, maybe that's possible. But he put it out there like a teaser. He's like, you'll see. And I was like, well, who? Because we knew Ivanka and Jared the day before, two nights ago now, had dinner with Manchin, Heitkamp, and McCaskill at their home. So I said those three names. I was like, who, Manchin? I can't, McCaskill? And he's like, well, we'll see. You know, we'll see. We'll find out. So he kind of left it hanging out there. I hope he's right. It'd be interesting to see if Democrats cross the line here, especially to get them over that 50-vote threshold as they consider that all-important budget resolution this week in the Senate.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the other things that I think should be reassuring for people in this area, especially Maryland, where you have a lot of, it's a high-tax state, we brought up the issue of not being able to deduct state and local taxes.
Yes, under the Trump plan, you would lose that deduction.
Right, you lose that deduction. So those people are, in effect, going to see a tax hike. And listen, depending on how much you're paying, if you're paying, let's say, $15,000 in state taxes that you deduct from your taxes at this point, they're going to give you double the standard deduction. Well, guess what? You're not going to make that money up. That's not going to make up the 15 grand that you normally deduct. So you're going to, in fact, get a tax hike. And that was part of it that the vice president said, well, we're working on it. We're right. Aware of these things. That's, you know, we're talking with people from these states. So I get.
This is what they're wrestling with. They're wrestling with simplicity,
yes,
delivering a tax cut to everybody. And obviously, I think the latter is the one that everybody wants. You want the tax cut. I'd rather, you know, have some more paper if it means that I have to pay less in taxes. And I think people feel like that in general.
Yeah, we'll have more on this. There's just so much to tell you about
and by the way,
what happened yesterday.
And the things, and what we'll discuss includes all of the news that was made yesterday, just in the confines of that small room. We were in the Indian Treaty Room yesterday, and the president bopping around to do a couple interviews. And Mary and I just listening along for the interviews that we got to see, including the Chris Plant show yesterday. All that news and the things we discovered in a moment here. 5:15, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. 66, let's begin Centerville. If you're making your early ride, say coming out of Gainesville, Manassas up ahead, just as you pass 29 Centerville before 28 Centerville crash along the right side. So really, I'm starting to see some of the volume starting to form here. So keep alert after you pass the car rest area. Other than that, 66 is quiet, heading up through to the Beltway, and inside the Beltway looks good. Now, speaking of inside the Beltway, let's go 50 commuters. You're okay out of Annapolis and Bowie. It's trying to get past the crash on 50 in 410. We have one lane blocked. A little bit of volume through that stretch, but right now you can do it. Not cost you too much extra time. DC 295 Southeast Southwest Freeway, 3rd Street Tunnel, all checking out just fine. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, sunny today with a high of 71 degrees. Tonight, clear, a low near 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 74 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 48. It's 5:16 now on WMAL.
If drugs and alcohol problems are hitting you too close to home, get help right now. Your insurance may cover everything. Locations everywhere. Get help for drug and alcohol problems within 24 hours. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149.
To say this real quick about how the president is getting in on tax reform and what I call the tax cuts game today, right?
Yes.
He's got an entire talk radio row set up in the old executive office building today. And you see guys like Chris Plant and Hugh Hewitt, conservative voices on talk radio, talking about tax reform and the proposal today. That's really smart. You know, I mean, he's utilizing something that we know is tried and true with particularly GOP listeners.
Right.
But you've got it there under the auspices of the White House, if you will, with the old executive building. It's an interesting play.
Really smart of the President of the United States, Harris Faulkner says, to just pay a visit to talk radio, including WMAL yesterday, as both Mornings on the Mall got a chance to speak to a bunch of, we got a chance to speak to a bunch of members of the administration, including Vice President Mike Pence yesterday. And then Chris Plant spoke to the President of the United States during his program, which was excellent to be able to talk about tax reform. And, you know, I was really struck by the conversations that we heard. I'll start with the Chris Plant one, which is to say that when the President of the United States sat down with Chris, you know, they had a great conversation, but it ended on an important point, which is they were talking about John McCain and the fact that John McCain had come out the night prior and was talking about, like, all these concerns. Here's cut four. This is John McCain talking about concerns about nationalism and was taking pretty clear shots at the President of the United States.
To fear the world we have organized and led the three quarters of a century, to abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems. Is as unpatriotic as an attachment to any other tired dogma of the past that Americans consigned to the ash heap of history.
Half-baked nationalist dogma.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so McCain was, like, pretty fiercely going after the President of the United States there. And it was seen by, like, literally everyone as a clear shot at him. I thought at first maybe he was, like, trying to just go after, like, Steve Bannon or something. Because like, that's, you know, Bannon proudly American nationalist or whatever, their economic nationalist, however he's framing it up this day. But you had that. And so then, you know, the president told Chris Plant that he fights back. Here, this is cut two. This is the President of the United States talking to Chris Plant yesterday about those remarks.
I think so. I think we'll have a lot done. We need some votes from some of the Republicans that, for some reason, they weren't there on health care. They should have been. We thought we had it, but John McCain voted no, which was a shocker.
Taking shots at you again yesterday.
Well, it's a shocker, and, you know.
You heard what he said yesterday, Senator McCain.
Yeah, well, I hear it, and people have to be careful because at some point I fight back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being very nice. I'm being very, very nice. But at some point I fight back, and it won't be pretty.
It won't be pretty. Careful, John McCain.
Well, he's right.
That's the message there.
The president seems to be patient when it comes to people who do something like this, when it comes to, you know, John McCain criticizing him and going on. And listen, John McCain has the right to criticize the president. But as the president said, you can do it for so long. And you can only punch me so many times before I'm going to stop turning the other cheek and I'm going to punch you back. I think in a more simplistic term.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's funny to watch, though, as he's telegraphing his punches. Most people, you know, like and Trump does this all the time, but most people kind of resist that urge to telegraph their punches. And he's like, you know, I may actually have to hit McCain. I may actually have to hit the guy. I don't want to do it, but I may have to hit the guy. And it's kind of that's amazing. The other side of this is that people won't even acknowledge, but the subtext to all of this is that John McCain is terminally ill. So this is seen as not only an affront to an American hero, but this is, how could you attack a terminally ill guy? How could you say something like that? Because it's like, basically his illness has afforded him sort of a political protection that gets him sort of a blanket cover for anything he says. Like, it looks bad to attack him in return, you know?
Well, that's very true, but I get it. I get the whole thing, and you can see it happening. But at the same time, that shouldn't give him a free pass to go just basically go against his party. Look what he did with healthcare. I mean, it shouldn't give him that free pass. Go, yeah, well, you can't criticize him because he's terminally ill. No, you can criticize him. If he's going to stay in the job, then he's got to be criticized.
And I think John McCain, by the way, would say the same thing. He doesn't want to be treated like, you know, he doesn't want to be given a free pass on political debate. He wants to be debated.
Right.
All right. More from our interviews yesterday in a moment. I'm going to share with you what Mike Pence said to us as some news broke just as our interview was starting. 522 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832 65, consumeraccess.org.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this, and we can. No problems around the Beltway. Maryland or Virginia checking out fine. 270, little bit of volume as you just push off of 70, leaving the Frederick area again at the exit for 109. Now, where we do have an incident, it's going to be on 50. After you head past Annapolis and Bowie, then inside the Beltway at 410, still have the left lane blocked with crash cleanup. Just seeing a brief delay for now, but a lot of commuters use that route. So keep posted here, and I'll let you know how those delays are and when we get that cleared. Again, that's 50 at 410. That's inside the Beltway. 66, Centerville commuters. The crash between 29 and 28, Centerville off to the far right. Looks like mostly confined to the right shoulder, but a lot of flashing lights still at the scene. A distraction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It will be cool and creepy out early on this Wednesday, then a sunny afternoon with a high climbing to 71. Tonight, clear, the low dropping to 50. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 526 on WMAL. Mary, as we were sitting there yesterday waiting for the Vice President of the United States to walk up, some news broke. Here is us discussing that with the Vice President. The Vice President of the United States literally making his way over right now as we speak. Hello, Mr. Vice President. Nice to speak to you. Look, he's sitting down here, joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. Really appreciate that. Mike Pence is here. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. Thanks for making the long drive to come to the White House.
Really appreciate it.
It was far, but we did it.
Coming in from the mall.
Exactly. Well,
let us start with some news. The President of the United States just tweeting a few minutes ago here.
Right.
Representative Tom Marino has informed me that he is withdrawing his name from consideration as drug czar. Tom is a fine man and a great congressman. What's your reaction to Marino pulling his name? And can the media claim a scalp here?
Well, we think very highly of Congressman Marino and respect his decision to withdraw. What I can tell you, and it'll be evident next week when the president makes a very significant announcement in this space, is that President Trump is absolutely determined to confront the issue of opiate addiction across this country. I can tell you, when I was governor of the state of Indiana, we saw the way that opiate addiction was tearing apart families. When I was governor, we broke ground on the first mental health hospital that had been built in a generation in the state of Indiana, trying to expand capacity for people to have treatment. But President Trump assembled a task force with a broad range of recommendations, and we're completely focused on making sure that we have the policies and the personnel, and we take the executive action to bring real relief to families that are struggling under the horrible, horrible weight of addiction and loss.
There you go. Mike Pence responding first on Mornings on the Mall yesterday.
Yeah, it was really great. You could tell he was passionate about it. Even if you didn't hear it in his voice, which I think you did, you could see in his face and the way he was speaking about it. He was very, very passionate about solving this problem, or at least addressing it.
Seemed totally sincere yesterday. 528 here on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, with the end of summer comes a new school year, colder weather, and before you know it, the dreaded open enrollment season. And with the state of healthcare reform today, with all of its uncertainties, how are you expected to make informed decisions for you and for your family? Take back control of your healthcare, like I did, by calling Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Since becoming a patient of Principal Medical Group, there's no confusion about who, where, and when to call when I need a doctor, because Dr. Jones and his team put my time and my care first. From convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that we should all expect, I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
What if hiring could be easier, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
All right, coming up, the President of the United States making some calls to widows, getting a lot of news attention, of course, as the press is going after this. And Frederica Wilson, you have to hear what this congresswoman is saying today about the President of the United States' calls to one widow in particular. It's incredible how the media is covering it. 5:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's not clear how many NFL players will continue to kneel during the national anthem or for how much longer, but at least the players and the owners are talking about it.
At the end of their meeting, there was no change in the NFL's policy regarding its call for all players to stand. Colts safety Darius Butler said it was a cordial, non-confrontational meeting with each side listening to the other's points with open ears.
That's the most important thing when it comes to these issues, is perspective and respecting everyone's rights.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
President Trump is taking some heat for the words he used in comforting the widow of a U.S. serviceman killed in Niger. A Florida congresswoman says Mr. Trump told the widow that her husband, quote, knew what he signed up for. Northern California firefighters continue to make progress against the wildfires as the search for the missing continues. Cal Fire Director Ken Pimlott.
Continue to work very hard with our local law enforcement and our local partners to adjudicate the remaining unaccounted for persons. Folks are working very hard combing through all the fires.
At least 41 people have been killed in the fires and more than 6,000 homes destroyed. A person smoking while wearing an oxygen mask reportedly is being blamed for the fire in a Silver Spring apartment building last night. Several families were displaced. No one died in that fire. Maryland's budget for next year is looking better than the experts had forecast. The state's top legislative analyst told lawmakers yesterday the budget shortfall for the coming fiscal year is not as deep as originally projected. An anticipated budget gap of some $740 million has been reduced to $250 million. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,997, the NASDAQ at 66,24. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Dodgers are now one win away from the World Series, beating the Cubs in Game 3 of the NLCS. The Yankees and Astros are now tied at 2 apiece in the ALCS. The Caps lose to the Maple Leafs. The Wizards host Philly tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Staples helps your business create color presentations for less. Now get 20% back in Staples rewards on color copies, manuals, and presentations that are designed to impress. Staples, it's pro time. Offer ends 11/4/17. Exclusions apply. Go to staples.com/20color for more.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
In a noisy
crazy world. Northern Virginia's own Novec is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. Novec delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. Novec is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. Novec. Listening. Responding.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of our early trouble spots. Let's go inside the Beltway on Route 50. Coming inbound right near 410. That's where crews are still dealing with an incident. Along the left side, left lane is blocked. And I'm starting to see some of those delays. So right inside the Beltway, watch for brake lights ahead. Now, that's been our issue here for a while. One of the vehicles involved leaking fuel. But now, beyond that, after you pass 202, looks like I'm seeing a solid line up here to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. Crews are responding to an incident right there at that split, at that decision point. So again, 52 separate problems. Let's go Brandywine, northbound on 5. As you pass Brandywine Road, crash. They have that to the shoulder now. Of course, we'll slow down to take a peek at that for sure. On 66, accident. Looks like everything's gone here in Centerville between 29 and 28 Centerville. With lanes open, a little bit of volume here as you come through Manassas early on. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a cool start to this Wednesday, it's going to be a mild afternoon with sunshine and high climbing to 71 degrees. Clear into the evening with an overnight low dropping to 50. And sunny tomorrow, the warming trend continues with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Dumfries, 39 in Greenbelt, 47 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
All right, good morning. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall at 6:35, we have Cal Thomas. 8:05 this morning, Ken Cuccinelli. And then at 8:15, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. That means it's a good show. It's Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Our presidents have a tradition. I don't know if it's a tradition or it's just something that they do. Of when a soldier is killed in action, the president will often write a letter to the family or make a phone call to the family. And I guess it depends on the president as to what they choose to do. Well, on Monday, President Trump waded into this. And regarding, because there were four soldiers that were killed in Niger by, they were ambushed. They were out on a patrol with Nigerian soldiers, and they were ambushed, and four U.S. soldiers were killed in this. And there was some criticism that the president hadn't spoken out about this, and he hadn't said anything, and it'd been almost 2 weeks. And this was in the Rose Garden, where he was asked a question about why he hadn't publicly spoken about these four soldiers who were killed. And he kind of waded into it a little bit, so here's what he had to say.
Thing from you so far about the soldiers that were killed in Niger, and what do you have to say about
I've written them personal letters. They've been sent, or they're going out tonight, but they were written during the weekend. I will, at some point during the period of time, call the parents and the families, because I have done that traditionally. I felt very, very badly about that. I always feel badly. It's the toughest calls I have to make are the calls where this happens. Soldiers are killed. It's a very difficult thing. Now, it gets to a point where, you know, you make four or five of them in one day is a very, very tough day. For me, that's by far the toughest. So the traditional way, if you look at President Obama and other presidents, most of them didn't make calls. A lot of them didn't make calls. I like to call when it's appropriate, when I think I'm able to do it. They have made the ultimate sacrifice. So generally, I would say that I like to call. I'm going to be calling them. I want a little time to pass. I'm going to be calling them. I have, as you know, since I've been president, I have. But in addition, I actually wrote letters individually to the soldiers we're talking about, and they're going to be going out either today or tomorrow.
Earlier you said that President Obama never called the families of fallen soldiers. How can you make that claim?
I don't know if he did. No. I was told that he didn't often, and a lot of presidents don't. They write letters. I do a combination of both.
All right. So here, first of all, I have to think, regardless of the president, whoever the president happens to be, that has to be one of the toughest aspects of their job, is when as commander in chief, a soldier has been killed serving the country. And now the president becomes the comforter in chief, which is a role that we look to them for. And they have to contact that family. And by either writing a letter or making a phone call, President Trump says he likes to do a combination of both. And I think he also right there said, wait a minute, I don't know that President Obama, what he did or didn't do. And he kind of cleared it up at that point. I think he said, no. I didn't say he didn't do that. I didn't say President Obama didn't do that. What I'm saying is that I don't know whether he did or he didn't. And an issue that had gone around that President Trump had said that, you know, unlike previous presidents, I, you know, write letters and I make phone calls. All right.
Yeah. And then yesterday, so we're at the White House yesterday, and I'm watching as the president's interviewing with Brian Kilmeade, and I'm standing right next to the president as he says this, and he said out loud, quote, "You could ask General Kelly, did he get a call from Obama? You could ask other people. I don't know what Obama's policy was. I write letters and I also call." General Kelly, remember, is a Gold Star father. His son died in Afghanistan. So you've got this situation now where he's saying that his chief of staff didn't get a call from President Obama. It was suggestive. The White House then went on to confirm, no, General Kelly did not get a call from President Obama. I was a little stunned because I was like, whoa, I hope General Kelly gave the blessing on that one, because that's a pretty personal thing to share. And then, but of course, the media just took off with it yesterday. They went hard after the president for saying that.
Absolutely. And here, I'm a big fan. Listen, as I said earlier, I think whatever the president chooses to do or not do, that is up to that president. But whether it's a phone call or I don't think we as a nation should say, well, you have to write a letter and you have to make a phone call. If President Obama chose to write letters and not make phone calls, that was his choice. And that's what he chose to do. So I don't necessarily condemn him for that. If President Trump decides to sometimes write letters, sometimes make phone calls, again, that's his choice.
You know what this is? I mean, this is the president responding to the media trying to make everything he says something deserving of criticism. And he can't resist himself. He needs to engage. He needs to fight back. And remember, this is why he was elected, in part, because people like that. They like that attitude about him, that he's always aggressively fighting back. In this case, he's decided that he's just going to he'll keep allowing the press to string this storyline along by engaging with it over and over and over. I kind of hope he puts it to rest, because the point is, like, presidents have, I think, some obligation to reach out to the families in some capacity and to thank them for their service and for the service of the loved one who died in order to protect this country.
Absolutely. Now, absolutely. There's a new dust up with Frederica Wilson, who is a Democrat.
Yeah, let's share that. I want to share that with people in a moment here. What Frederica Wilson is saying about President Trump.
Yeah, because
you won't believe this.
Plays into this whole thing. It just never ends. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. This weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Defense Department is releasing two policies that will affect foreign nationals entering the military or those who are already in the military. This last week from Stephanie Miller, DOD's Chief of Accessions. The changes will affect the MAVNI pilot program, as well as green card holders seeking to enter the military. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Come with me on another journey around the globe.
From National Geographic comes an all-new six-part series with Morgan Freeman.
Searching for answers to humankind's biggest questions.
How can you hate me when you don't even know me?
Meeting inspiring individuals from all walks of life.
When people see someone helping another person, I think it's infectious.
This is what it means to be human. This is the story of us.
The Story of Us with Morgan Freeman. A new episode tonight at 9, 8 central on National Geographic.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Top of the morning to you. Let's get you into Georgetown. Canal Road commuters, if you're coming inbound Canal Road, as you come up to that light where Foxhall Road merges on before you get to Georgetown University, that's where you have a crash, one lane blocked. So hopefully they can move that along. We'll watch that closely because that could really tie things up on Canal Road. Again, Canal Foxhall. Now, in on 50, you may have heard me talk all hour about this crash, 50 commuters just inside the Beltway at 410. However, it looks like they have that all confined to the shoulder now. At 410, that's to the shoulder. You get a brief pause, a break in the delays, but then you're going to hit it slow again. New crash up ahead, well up ahead at the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue, unfortunately. So 50 commuters still need plenty of time through Riverdale. Baltimore, Washington Parkway now is a much better option. 66 through Manassas into Centerville, jam, but the crash before 28 Centerville, that's now gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure is going to result in dry weather today. Cool initially, then a sunny afternoon with a high reaching 71. Overnight clear of the low near 50, and some more sunshine on Thursday tomorrow with a high reaching 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's Chocolate and Candy Companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front-of-pack calorie labels. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Best of my knowledge, I think I've called every family of somebody that's died, and it's the hardest call to make, and I said it very loud and clear yesterday. The hardest thing for me to do is do that. Now, as far as other representatives, I don't know. I mean, you could ask General Kelly, did he get a call from Obama? You could ask other people. I don't know what Obama's policy was. I write letters, and I also call. Now, sometimes, you know, if you had a tragic event with that, it's very difficult to be able to do that, but I have called, I believe everybody, but certainly I'll use the word virtually everybody, where during the last 9 months something's happened to a soldier. I've called virtually everybody. I've gone to Dover. I've seen what takes place at Dover. It's an incredible scene and very, very sad. One of the saddest things you'll ever see. But I really speak for myself. I'm not speaking for other people. I don't know what Bush did. I don't know what Obama did.
And that was President Trump yesterday speaking to Brian Kilmeade at the Radio Row at the White House yesterday regarding this question of whether President Trump calls everyone who has a soldier who's fallen and whether he accused President Obama of not calling them and not writing letters. Because, of course, it's got to be a big brouhaha. It can't just be a comment that was made and whether they do or they don't. So he was clearing up whether he does or he doesn't and whether Obama did or didn't and what he's accusing. But he says there that, you know, you could ask General Kelly whether he got a phone call when his son was falling. Like, hey, you know, you might want to ask him because maybe he knows that General Kelly did not get a phone call from President Obama. So he's kind of pushing it off on him. And I can't imagine that General Kelly is going to answer that question if he is asked by the press. I would assume that that's not something he wants to discuss.
Well, the White House already confirmed it. I mean, the White House said yesterday, and they had people confirming that was the case, that Obama did not call
him. Right, but I'm saying
that we'll see if John Kelly himself.
Yeah, I don't. I can't imagine that that's something that he wants to discuss. Now, along those lines, I want to talk here about Frederica Wilson. She is a Democrat. She's out of Florida, and she claims that she was with Maisha Johnson in a car headed to Miami International Airport yesterday to meet the body of Maisha Johnson's husband, Sergeant LaDavid T. Johnson. He's 25. He was one of the four Americans who were killed in Niger in that ambush, and Wilson. When the wife, Maisha Johnson, gets a phone call from President Trump. Now, the Senator Democrat Frederica Wilson says she heard part of the conversation because the phone was on speakerphone. So
the Congresswoman
heard part of the conversation that was on speakerphone. So she gives an interview with CNN last night, and she claims that, here's what she says. Basically, he said, well, I guess he knew what he was signed up for, but I guess it still hurt. Here's what she said to CNN. And I want you to hear the way she says it, and then we're going to talk about context. Cut 9.
And she spoke to Sergeant Johnson's widow tonight, and she joins us on the phone. Thank you, Representative, for joining us. You spoke to the widow of LaDavid Johnson, Sergeant LaDavid Johnson. Her name is Maisha. How is she doing tonight?
She's very distraught, and we were in the car together in the limousine headed to meet the body at the airport. So I heard what he said because the phone was on speaker.
What did he say?
Well, basically he said, I guess he knew what he signed up for, but I guess it still hurts.
Hmm.
That's what he said.
The president said to her, he knew what he signed up for.
He knew what he was signing up for.
But when it happens, it hurts anyway.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, that's taken totally out of context. We don't know the context. And when the wife says, well,
this is ridiculous. Yeah. The president says our service members know what they signed up for. This he's a hero. He went in knowing this was the risk, and he lost his life protecting his country. This is now a scandal for some reason.
But yet every media outlet is also disclaiming, saying, well, the full context of the president's comments, as described by Wilson, are unknown. And the White House is declining to comment, saying
absolute
that
silliness.
Presidential conversations are privileged.
Here's our Rushbow.
A few weeks ago, I warned Senator Dianne Feinstein that California Democrats were mad at her. Leftists are ticked that she did not support Bernie Sanders and does not support single-payer health care. And they got really mad when she said nice things about President Trump. They also think she's losing it. She's too old at 84. But she is undeterred. After serving 25 years in the Senate, she just announced that she's running again. Normally, that would clear the decks of all challengers, but not this time. Kevin DeLeon, president of California State Senate, is primarying DeFi. He plans to tell his personal story about how hard his immigrant mother worked and what it was like to grow up in poverty as opposed to Feinstein's extreme wealth and privilege. Now, Leon says that he's taking on the political monarchy, but that he's up for it. Well, you better be, sir. I mean, just as I warned DeFi, let me warn you. You are about to find out what all your brave talk about your humble background is worth. Dianne Feinstein isn't about just roll over and head to Jurassic Park. Putting her out to pasture, you know, sending her to the glue factory, that's going to require a knockdown, drag-out war against 25 years of accumulated federal political power. And DeFi is an old-school Democrat. She knows how to fight even dirtier than you do. Her problem is remembering how.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, that huge credit bureau data breach a few weeks ago may have dropped off your radar, but once your personal information's out there, thieves can use it to steal your identity months, even years after the breach. But fortunately, my friends, there's LifeLock. Sign up today, and they'll use proprietary technology to monitor your personal information for threats, including new accounts opened in your name that you didn't do, money being stolen from your 401k, or your information being sold on the dark web. And if there's a problem, they have a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist team that works to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but LifeLock will look after your identity well after the last breach is long forgotten. Go to LifeLock.com or call 800-440-4833. Get 10% off when you use the promo code RUSH. Promo code RUSH, 10% off LifeLock.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you want to sell your home, there's simply no better time than right now. I'm here with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds Team. Sarah, you continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the entire area. How do you do it?
Thanks, Larry. Our exclusive buyers in waiting system with thousands of qualified buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's why we sell homes faster for 6% more money than the average agent. And we are proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping take the stress out of the selling process.
So you're so confident that you'll sell their home, you're going to guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed-upon price.
If you want results, call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's 5:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the Fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a couple of our early obstacles. Let's go New York Avenue inbound right near South Dakota Avenue. Broken down crowds the left lane. That's before you get to the light of Bladensburg Road. Trouble is trying to get there because of the 50 delays that begin right near 410. Back crash inbound 50 at 410 to the shoulder. And then solid lineup to get to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue with a second incident. So busy, busy through Riverdale. Much better option right now for you. No problems to report if you're heading southeast, southwest freeway either direction. Canal Road right at the intersection with Foxhall Road had a minor crash. 66, the incident in Centerville cleared. Heavy through Manassas. Now from Garage GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a cool start to this Wednesday, it will be a sunny afternoon with a high of 71 and clear tonight with a low near 50. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 48 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples has solutions to keep your business safe and protected. Keep your tech and data safe, backed up, and protected from viruses. Now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free, powered by Iron Mountain. Inst 1028, in-store only. See an associate for details. Staples, it's pro time.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Hi, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. We always knew that you guys were the best, but would you believe over 550 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's actually not surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call them today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number. Yeah, you know the one. It's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of it for you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com.
Fall is back, and so is the Suzuki Quad Fair. Hurry in to get limited-time deals on Suzuki's best-selling King Quad all-terrain vehicles. Choose from as little as 0% financing for 60 months for qualified buyers, or up to $1,500 customer cash. That's right, zero APR for 60 months. Nothing's built like a King Quad, and they're assembled right here in the USA with big bore engines and durable high tensile steel frames. So you can count on an ATV that's not just strong, it's King Quad strong. Year after year and mile after hardworking mile. Quad Fair is on, but it won't last long. Get here now and start fall strong. Find the biggest Suzuki King Quad sale of the season at Village Motorsports at 23436 Constitution Highway in Unionville.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, you know, the NFL making news once again, and surprisingly, not necessarily for all the right reasons. They just have a knack for that. We'll tell you what's coming up with them.
They always take a knee on making the right decision. And then we're going to tell you about this new report out that the FBI uncovered something very important about Russia, and it involves the Obama administration, not Trump.
I'm shocked.
It's crazy. 6 o'clock now.